You're listening to In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Fear by The Good News.
The first hello, the last goodbye, are the hardest words to say. Sitting over there with a smile on your face. So will I be afraid? Turn my head and walk away and pretend that I didn't see. I keep on walking down this lonely street. Or will I be a man? Ask your name and shake your head. Is something funny to say, but my words get lost when I see your face. Don't leave me broken hearted. Don't leave me, no, don't leave me.
The Good News is made up of Ryan Gifford and Johnny Harris. They met in Rexburg, Idaho, and started the band in 2017. Johnny says it's hard to describe their music, but they like to keep things simple.
Everyone describes us as Jack Johnson.
I mean, that's what people say.
That's what everyone says. Everyone says Ryan sounds just like Jack Johnson, so we do have that beach kind of chill vibe. It's just a two-piece acoustic band, so it's real simple. Just drums and acoustic guitar and vocals. So we keep things simple.
The seconds pass, the last alarm is ringing in my ear. And silently you stare at me, and then you ask me where I'm going. Well, I could take a train all the way through Coeur d'Alene, reach the coast by the end of the month, burn these nets cause I never catch much. Or I could stand my ground, staggered feet and outstretched hands. I don't have a lot to say, but I'll stand here if you fall my way.
Ryan and Johnny are students at BYU-Idaho. It was a brand new semester, and they lived in the same apartment complex. Here's how they remember how the band was started.
Yeah, I was walking by his apartment with my guitar, and he was jamming on the bass, and he yelled out, "Hey, let's jam." And I walked in there, and we started jamming, so.
Yeah, I saw him hold, like, it was the first week or so of fall semester, and like I was looking for a band, and then I see this guy walk by with an acoustic guitar, and so then I shouted at him, and then he kind of turned like a little confused, and I'm like, yeah, come in here, let's jam.
This is Lakes by The Good News.
I reach into my pocket, I'm reaching for some change, so I can call a taxi cab to take us to the place. Won't you go, won't you go, won't you go with me? Won't you go, won't you go, won't you go with me? Kicking up some dirt now, the dirt from off our shoes. The settlement, the recompense, nothing left to lose. Won't you go, won't you go, won't you go with me? Won't you go, won't you go, won't you go with me? Yeah, 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 yeah. Bury our hands in the sand, ignore the lives we've yet to live. Then we watch the sun go down. Feel the water start to rise over wrinkles, over eyes. Then we slowly float away, on this summer day.
When it comes to writing music, Ryan and Johnny start with something small, jam together, and see what comes from it.
Mainly, I'll come up with an idea, have a guitar riff in my head, and then a lot of times we'll just jam together. And on Lakes, one of our songs on our EP, that one we just sat down and started jamming, and it really just came together within...
like 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah. And then Over Under, that one we... I had written a few months before I met him, and we started jamming to that, and
then I improved it.
And no. From there, it took a little more than 20 minutes, but
yeah, yeah. So yeah, Ryan starts all the songs, and then he shows them to me, and then I'll help change. I'll change a few things, or like give some suggestions, and. But they mostly come from him.
Both Ryan and Johnny have a knack for music. Johnny says he studies music theory quite a bit, and that Ryan is more naturally talented.
So I've like studied music theory, and I play guitar and bass and all that. Ryan's much more like kind of naturally gifted with music. He just songs just flow out of him like really easily. So, but I like think about it, and I'm like so I like think of what chord will go where, good where and stuff. So yeah, you know, I've studied music theory and I can write songs and stuff, but, Ryan's been doing it for like 10 years and I've only been doing it for like 2.
This is Over Under by The Good News.
Living on the 5th floor, walk out my front door, see the sun shining, it's a beautiful world. Now I'm on the bus and I'm shaking my head, is everybody socially dead? I walk up to the front and stand on the seat, and I mutter through my teeth, good day, good day, good day to you. I say good day, good day, good day to you.
Ryan and Johnny are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they say their faith has influenced their music.
My testimony has an influence on my songwriting. Mainly unintentionally, try to force my testimony into the songs, but I think it comes out naturally just because it's such a big part of who I am and what I am. And yeah, it pops up in our songs.
For example, the song Over Under, which is on our EP, like the kind of hook of the song is, are we over or are we under or are we over him? And it's basically talking about God, right? It's kind of subtle that it's about God until the bridge, where basically it's talking about how society's kind of like forgotten God. So it's a little bit like, I don't know, kind of wishing people would not worship themselves and kind of worship what's important instead, you know?
Enough of our mothers, pounded by our fathers, those guys in the wigs, our great-grandfathers, those men fought hard, they fought for their lives, so we can worship how we like. And what about the God we pledge to love? Hand over heart doesn't mean much, anyways. No, it don't mean much. And if our fathers woke up, they woke up from their graves. They tell us we've forgotten how to live. I'm singing, are we over? Are we under? Are we over? Singing, are we over? Are we under? Are we over? Saying, oh no, what is this? They've taken God right off the list and put him to the side. Underneath those stars and stripes, I'm saying, oh no, what is this? They've taken God right off the list and put him to the side. Underneath those stars and stripes, I'm saying, oh.
The Good News have one EP and are working on their first full-length album. You can find the Good News Music on Facebook and Spotify. Thanks for joining me for this episode of In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I've been your host, David Payne. Thanks for listening.